This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You're listening to the Productive Muslim Podcast, Season 3, Episode 30.
Welcome to Productive Muslim Podcast Season 3. Assalamu alaikum, I'm your host Zainab Hamdi, and this is the Productive Muslim Ramadan Heart Detox Challenge. We are now at the end of our detox. I pray that you guys have had an amazing Ramadan and that you have come out of it way stronger than you were when you went into it. For today, your article is on the fast forward technique, which is something that I want us to, from now on, be applying in any situation that we have where we have strong emotions. And this technique is just basically, it's very simple. Just imagine yourself 1 year from now and how you feel. In any sort of situation where you're feeling maybe very angry, very jealous, very excited. And the reason that you do this is to put things into perspective. Because sometimes we can become very engrossed in things that when we look back on it, we're like, why did I spend that much time on it? Why was I dwelling so much on something that was of so little importance to me? And then you start realizing what matters in your life are trivial and what aren't. So, for example, you might be feeling really, really embarrassed at a moment in time. Picture yourself a year from now. Is anyone even going to remember? People, like, they don't care. After a while, people forget, people move on. Like, this is not something that you should be focusing on. See, when you project a year into the future, you start realizing what really matters and you start being able to sort of detach emotionally from things that happen that can really, really consume you. So after reading this article, your only task after this is to fill in the reflection sheet, which we're going to go through together. So the first question of it is, using three words, how would you describe this heart challenge? Now, I think one of the things when I was making this heart challenge was I was very conscious of the fact that Muslims are a very, very, very diverse demographic, from mothers, fathers, students, the elderly but still young at heart, those who work full time, those who study, those who stay at home. And so I found it quite challenging to create tasks that would be doable by anyone and everyone. So were there any tasks that you could not complete and why? Any sort of feedback that you give on this for yourself personally, this can then be used to create an even better Ramadan heart detox challenge next year, inshallah. Now, what tasks do you think you'll continue to incorporate into your daily life? I would say that the one task, surprisingly, that I would incorporate is Qiyam al-Layl, which is quite surprising because it's not actually something that I've ever done. But I think realizing that it's not difficult to do, and also realizing that myself, that there are points in the night where I do wake up, so there's nothing lost if I spend that time worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the night. And then, of the three things that I wanted to get out of this heart challenge in worksheet one, which ones did I achieve? I actually did achieve my goal of doing more sunnah prayers, by the way. I'm very proud of myself, alhamdulillah, and it's something that I definitely want to continue. So one of the questions on this as well is, what does productivity mean to you? And I want you guys to think about this because it's something quite personal to each and every one of us, given our life situation. So for me, productivity is, it's making the best use of my time for both the dunya and the akhirah. But specifically to me, productivity is making sure that when I meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm able to answer for my minutes that I spent here on earth. I'm able to answer for exactly how I spent my time without feeling embarrassed or ashamed. Because, you know, being productive doesn't have to mean always working hard. Being productive could be me spending time with my mom. Being productive could be me reading a book. That's still me being productive. Being productive could be me doing tasbih on the train. But it's a case of that when I meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all of these things that I've done have become ibadah for me. Because remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that man was not created except to worship. And we're very fortunate in that every one of our actions can be counted as an ibadah. And this is productivity, actually. I think this is my conclusion. My productivity is to be able to turn my day-to-day activities into ibadah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, what ayah of the Qur'an did you really connect with and why? So one of the ayahs that I really connected with was when I was reading Surah Al-Kahf, where it says, hang on a second, let me get this ayah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إن لا نضيع أجر من أحسن عملا. So indeed, those who have believed and done righteous deeds, indeed, we will not allow to be lost the reward of any who did well in deeds. The reason that this ayah, and it's always connected with me every single time that I've read it, but specifically in this month of Ramadan, it's because sometimes there are a lot of things that you do that either people do not see it, or it doesn't work out the way that you wanted it to happen. And when that happens, you feel like it was just a complete flop. Like there was no point in doing it in the first place. But this ayah just constantly reminds you that when you're doing something, you're doing it not for reward from other people, not for praise from other people, but for reward only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I think that's something very, very beautiful. Now, if your future self starts to become unproductive or allow bad habits to creep in, what would you say to yourself? I would say to myself that, especially after this Ramadan, there are a lot of things that I 100% want to improve on. The two main things that I want to improve on specifically is my Quran memorization. Because I've found when I go to iftar parties with some of my friends, when it comes to us, when we want to do Taraweeh, I would say nobody has memorized enough Quran to lead any one of us in Taraweeh. So my goal is to have memorized enough Quran that at least next year, at least for one night or two nights, I'm able to lead people in Taraweeh. That's what I would love to be able to do. And the other thing that I also want to do is controlling my tongue, but also being able to remind other people what conversation takes us further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is something that I'm worried about in terms of being unproductive. Because what happens is sometimes we are very quick to speak about what is going on in other people's lives without realizing that it doesn't concern us at all. And we're guilty of doing this without even realizing, because sometimes it might even be a celebrity. It might be like a Muslim celebrity. I don't know whether it's an Islamic speaker or a da'i or something. And we're talking about them and their life and their personal situation or something that they've said, failing to realize that actually we're backbiting about somebody who has a family, somebody who is a human, who might potentially make mistakes, and we don't realize this. So these are two forms of unproductivity. First one being in not memorizing the Quran, and the second one being in terms of conversation with others. If I find that my future self especially starts to slack within these two areas, I am going to say to myself, in terms of Quran, do I really want to meet Allah and be able to recite many things and not the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do I really want to be able to say that I spend ages doing exercise or ages reading a book on this, but the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala I was not able to read and memorize? Like, you know when you have your favorite movie and you know all the lines from it? That probably for me would be Lion King. I can tell you all the lines before anyone says it. I feel like the Qur'an is of so much value to us that we should be spending time memorizing the Qur'an to be able to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with. And then when it comes to unproductive conversation, one thing that I would definitely tell my future self is that whenever I speak about someone, if I don't get their forgiveness or if I'm not praying for forgiveness from them, imagine if on Yawm al-Qiyamah I answer to them that, you know, my tongue has held me accountable for things that I may have said about somebody else's life. Regardless if that person's in the wrong or they've made a mistake, I still have no right to speak about them. And if that happens on Yawm al-Qiyamah, what will I have to say for myself? So these are things that I definitely want to work on. I want to hear how the Heart Detox Challenge went for you guys. I want to know if you found it easy, if you found it hard, if you would definitely do it again. And I'm really happy that I got to spend the Ramadan with you guys. And inshallah, if we are still alive, I will be with you guys next Ramadan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.